you think it's the Beastie Boys driving and stealing, but it's not. It is the song from which it was sampled, Led Zeppelin, When the Levee Breaks on 102.5 The Bone. It's kind of in a classic rock frame of mind. Your grandma and grandma are doing it a lot. There's a website called Safer Sex for Seniors. People are living longer, according to them, and having more sexual partners. 65 is the new 45.
I always wonder when Phoebe and I get to be in our 60s or 70s if she just won't care anymore and will just tell me to go out and do whatever I want.
That's never going to happen.
It's not? No. Are you sure?
Don't dash his dreams.
How do you know for
sure?
That's
why he's staying in the marriage.
I mean, if I go, hey, I put in 35 years.
Yeah.
You've earned it. And I'm almost 70. Let me get out and play a little bit.
She'll sure. probably tell you, look, if you can find some, get it.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Oh, and by the way, RIP Charlie Murphy, Eddie Murphy's brother, star of The Chappelle Show, lost his battle with leukemia.
I didn't even know he was sick.
I didn't either, man.
57 is way, way too early, obviously.
No doubt. I had a completely different image of him until I met him. Like, he struck me as a kind of an angry dude, like you wouldn't be a fun guy to hang out with. Then he came on our show in studio at O-Rock. He was at the Improv in Orlando, iced out. I mean, a watch that looked mm-hmm. like more than I had earned in my entire life. You know, chains and everything, sunglasses, wouldn't take the sunglasses off. So we do the interview, and for whatever reason, he really liked us. So we get done, and he said, you ever go up to New York, man? I said, well, yeah, I go up like once a year. He's like, next time in New York, man, here's my number. Give me a call, and I'll show you around. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do that. Hey, Charlie Murphy, Drew Garabo. But I couldn't – I was so blown away at what a nice guy he was. And he was a legend, and he has passed, and we mourn his passing. As we get older and older, we lose more and more legends, and it is sad. But still with us now, Jacob Two Times. We'll talk to him in a moment. But I would like to speak to the older members of Drew Garabo Live right now, 60-plus. If you're still getting it in, I'd like to hear about it.
Is 60 old? I don't think it is.
Nah, not anymore.
Not anymore, but it's older than our normal caller.
I mean, 60-year-olds are definitely still getting it on. We see these nursing home stories all the time when the people who work at the nursing homes, they start to film the seniors having sex on Snapchat.
Especially yeah. the dudes, man. They are killing it.
What was the story that was locally a couple of weeks ago? That had, I think, an 81-year-old guy in it that was yeah. hooking up with a 60-year-old woman.
Unbelievable. Good for them, though, man. Get it in as long as you can. That's what we're put here to do.
You're going
to
be that guy that's, slapping nurses.
I will not be alive at 80.
Yeah, you will.
No, dude.
Why? Your family, they've got... Look at your dad. He's still alive and
you
well.
You have other plans?
I'm not necessarily other plans. I've just never felt like I was going to be a senior citizen.
What's a senior citizen, though? Isn't it 55?
Technically,
right? Technically,
yeah.
Well,
yeah, I'm dangerously close to that.
Yeah, so what are you going somewhere in the next 7 years?
Am I? I don't know.
I don't know.
Once my son gets out of the house, I figure, it's time to start taking drugs again.
You would get tired of the nude beach after like 2 months, so.
Never. 727-579-1025. If you're old and you're still getting it in, we want to hear. But by the way, 50 and under, you're not old. Jacob Two Times, what's going on?
Hey, Drew Garabo, guess what, Drew Garabo? Wednesday, Thursday, and Fridays are my favorite days of the week now. You know why?
Certainly not because John Senning's here. I don't know why.
You got that right.
What? So
you
wait.
You got that right. Huh, but I also like Monday and Tuesday also, you know?
Well, yeah.
I like all your shows, Drew Garabo. Oh, you know that?
Such a sweetheart, Jacob. Thank you so much, man. It's always great to hear your voice.
Yeah. And Drew Garabo, guess what? Coming up on our 2-year anniversary, Drew Garabo, you know who I want to see in the studio on our 2-year anniversary? I want to see my friend John Singh because he was the first person I met in the parking lot. Remember that?
I remember it vividly, yes. It was a special day for me.
Yeah. Well, John Senning, I want you in there on our 2-year anniversary, please. Can you do that for me, buddy?
Not only will John Senning be there, but we have put him in charge of organizing your party for the 2-year anniversary.
Yeah, it is solely his responsibility, and I'm sure he's going to get it done for you, Jacob. We have put it all on John's shoulders because Seth is very overworked with Apple a day, and we decided to give it to John.
It might just be John Senning at the party, but it could still be a party.
And right. no soda, Jacob.
Yeah, we lost our soda budget.
That's what John's saying. It is a Monday. Can you believe that?
I can't believe that. What are the odds of the 1 in 7, I suppose?
It's And on our 2-year anniversary, Drew Gravel, and boy, I did make you guys cry. Remember that?
Oh, sure. No, I definitely remember remember everybody sharing a good cry. There's no doubt about that.
And I still can't believe it. So I try Magic's 949's number, though, and I still can't get Danielle. Can you believe that?
Let's call her cell phone.
Yeah, hold on. See if we can get her on the cell. Hold on 1 second.
I can't believe that.
I know. How thoughtless of her.
Rich. I got it right here.
Trying to work and stuff. Thank you. All right, here we go. All right, hold on. I'm going to lock in here. Awesome.
She might be with her kids right now, but who cares about that?
I mean, motherhood, schmotherhood. You got to be on call 24/7 when it comes to radio. Right, Jacob? That's right.
We can also find out why she didn't come to them honoring me today for my 15 years.
Right.
Could have just popped out for a second, you know.
Right. Yeah, sure.
I know, right, boy?
Totally. Very disrespectful. Now, if I'm her, I don't answer my phone.
No way.
But I'm not her.
Should Jacob say?
Yeah.
Just calling from her.
Jacob.
Hello. Hey, Danielle. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, Danielle. Guess what, Danielle? I tried the 800 number, though, and I still can't get you, Danielle. What's going on with that?
I don't know, bud.
I don't know either. Well, I miss talking to you over there, Danielle.
Hey, where did you get this number, bud?
Well, I didn't get that number from anywhere, Danielle. I didn't get... What number?
The number that you're calling me on right now.
Well, I didn't get that number. I didn't get that number. I just wanted to talk to you this morning, Danielle, and I never got the chance.
Hey, Danielle, before you call 911, it's true.
Thank you. I'm, like, sleeping.
I know.
I'm, like, thinking, like, do I sound like I'm sleeping, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm sorry about that, Danielle.
I don't do a good job. Hi, Jacob. How are you?
Hi, Danielle. I'm doing good, Danielle. So tell me, Danielle, what's going on with that? Can you tell me? I don't know what's going on with that because I tried it every time, Danielle, and it's still busy over there.
Oh, you're calling. Oh, I got it. I'm here. Jacob, call me again tomorrow. What time you want to talk, buddy? I will make sure that I talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okay. Please make sure the phones aren't busy over there, okay?
Okay, I promise.
Danielle.
I promise I will.
Danielle, sorry for waking you up. How come you don't turn the ringer on silent when you go to bed?
Yeah, what are you doing having your ringer on?
Because if something happens to my kids, I have to make sure I can hear it, you know?
Sure. Hey, quick question. Couldn't even pop out during a break to see Seth Kushner's 15-year recognition at the Why Not Wednesday?
I didn't know I would have come out. I had no idea.
Well, I did mention you in my speech today.
I know. That's what I've heard. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I wish I would have known. I would love to have come out and seen. I just didn't realize it's been 15 years.
Yeah, well, it has, so.
Time flies.
Hey, you weren't there.
So it's going to be our 2-year anniversary of meeting, Danielle, on the 29th of May. Can you believe that? It's coming up real quick.
Oh, Jacob, happy anniversary, dude. You guys
So, Danielle, be honest. Did you really initially think that Jacob two times had somehow gotten your cell phone number and was calling you?
It took me a couple minutes to even realize that it was Jacob because waking up out of it. I like to think that I sound like I know what's going on when I wake up from sleeping, but I've been informed that it's quite the opposite.
Yeah, it's very much the opposite.
It wasn't me, Danielle. No, it was me, Danielle. They tried to call you this morning, and I couldn't reach you. So what do I do about that?
Wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Well, call her tomorrow, Jacob. She said she'll pick up the phone. And, Danielle, I know how precious sleep is when you're working that morning schedule, so we'll let you go. And if you can dip in sometime this week, if you're here late, we'd love to spend some time in the studio talking about the Magic gig.
Well, I would love to. So you called me to ask why I didn't go to Seth's thing, right? I'm sorry. I feel horrible.
Well, with that
well,
in.
Don't feel horrible, Danielle.
No, feel horrible. Feel horrible.
It was that plus.
No, boy. Come on, boy. I'm not putting this pressure on my sweet friend.
I am. I'm putting this pressure on her.
I never would put the pressure on you, boy.
All right.
I never would.
Danielle, get back to sleep, and thank you very much, and keep up the great work.
Okay,
I miss you, Danielle.
Miss you, bye.
See ya, bye. All right, Jacob, thank you. Always great catching up with you. And
Okay. Make sure that John gets those CDs ready for my anniversary, okay?
Oh, he's on top of it, no doubt about it. And thank you, Jacob. Have a great day.
Okay, I will. You too, Drew. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I can't wait.
No, same here. You know, You're familiar with Wendy, the character on the Howard Stern show?
Yes.
They call her Wendy the Slow Adult. She got her start by calling Real Radio in Orlando. And she would call my overnight show. And the thing about Wendy was, and sometimes Jacobs does this too, you hang up because you're done. Jacob will call back maybe once a couple of hours later. Wendy would call back nonstop. So as soon as you hang up, she's back on the line. So you'd have to not go to her, which was very difficult for me because I don't like to let people down. So then she got in touch with Stern because she would call my overnight show. My overnight show was over at 6, and our radio station carried Howard Stern. So we forwarded the phones up to New York. Well, she was trying to call me back, and I'm in the production room listening to Stern like I did every morning, and all of a sudden I hear Wendy's voice talking to Howard Stern, and I'm like, what is going on? And she's like, Drew? And he's like, who's Drew? What are you talking about? I'm like, oh, my God. So then I think Gary called down, and I got on the phone and talked to Howard and Wendy. But I would get mad at Wendy because on my night show, 7 to 11, she would just call nonstop, and sometimes it wasn't to say anything.
So are you saying Jacob's calling too much?
Well, here's why I will never complain about that. Because one night, it was a particularly rough night on the phones. People were annihilating me, and people were ruthless in Orlando, and I was too. People are saying horrible things about me. You're fat. You're a loser. Blah, blah, blah.
people were ruthless.
Yes, they were. And so Wendy gets on, and I'm like, what, Wendy? What do you want? You're calling nonstop. What is it? She goes, well, Drew, I just wanted you to know that there's always going to be someone here to say nice things about you.
Oh,
and my literally was like the Grinch's heart growing 5 times that day. I melted. And I said, I will never complain about you calling again. Jacob, same thing. Is he a little entitled? Yes. But he has a magical heart, and it brings him great joy to be able to speak with us on the radio. And that's why I'll take his calls.
Are you saying that I need to start planning a party, or what are you telling me here?
No. Okay. We can't enable that much. 727-579-1025. Do not feed the beast. Rick, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Are you an old dude who's still getting it in?
Well, yeah, but I don't think 62 is all that old. You're going to be covered with a lot of calls of that age. I think a lot of guys are still very active at that age.
62 is pretty old. But
is it? Yeah.
I guess. let me ask you this. Any difficulty downstairs?
No, the parts work pretty good, to be honest. I can't complain. 2 or 3 times a week, right. Like clockwork.
And with what frequency would you say? You say a couple times a week you're getting it in?
Yeah, at least 2. Always 2, maybe 3.
Always 2.
Same woman, or are you spreading that love around?
Same woman.
All right. Very good. And is her sex drive in tune with yours, sir?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. You're a damn inspiration.
Same age. She's the same age as I am, so it works out pretty good.
Okay. Any,
can't complain.
Any kinky stuff you guys are into? You ever go to the sex club, have a producer watch you on a Sibian while you guys are banging or anything like that?
Well, no, but I've been where you've been once or twice.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Where's that?
I don't know. How was that for you?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Got to go.
Oh, boy.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
No idea what he meant by that.
A lot of older people at Caliente. A lot of younger people, too. But there's a good amount of older people who take off their clothes. And
good. You know, if you've lived that long of a life, you deserve to feel free.
Yeah. 727-579-1025. What's up, Monica? How are you?
Hey, I'm 67. I've never had such good sex.
67, and you're having the best sex of your life.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. What's so great about it, dear?
It's just good.
same swordsman giving it to you, or are you spreading your love around a little bit?
No. This is somebody, I don't know, within the last year probably I've been seeing. And I'm telling you, man, it is awesome.
What's your favorite thing sexually?
All of it.
What's your favorite position?
You know, I got to go with missionary.
Well, I love that.
It's
a classic.
I feel like it. There's
worse
positions
like to
be in. It's a classic, but there's some others I'm not going to talk about, but if you bring it up, I'll go with it.
You reverse cowgirl kind of girl?
No.
Oh, that's a fun one.
Yeah.
All right. Any multiple partner kind of stuff? You ever?
No. I'm just a straight
one man.
Heterosexual one-on-one. Yeah.
You have any lingerie?
Oh yeah.
Good.
You wear it to seduce your man? Do you?
Sure.
You should switch it up. You should try Five Guys. Hamburgers. You're great.
I'm just telling you, age just doesn't stop with age.
Sure.
How old is the man that's giving it to you so good?
67.
Oh, look at that. Both of you guys 2 years away from 69.
This is good.
Thumb of the bum or not?
Pardon?
Gotta go. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
You know, this is going against what we think. Everybody's saying, hey, it gets better.
Right.
Why does it get better?
I don't know.
Because you don't have the fear of...
I think you're less inhibited. Is that what it is?
Right. You know your partner. You don't have to worry about pregnancy.
Yeah, I guess
no kids in the house.
Yeah. And like, if you want to bang, there's no game. Like, we play games as younger people. You got to wait 3 days before you call.
Probably the 67-year-old woman's pretty secure with her body at that point.
Right. It is what it is.
Yeah, it's going to be...
Things have gone south.
Yeah, it's getting worse.
I have an interesting question. When you're 67, 70, 75 even, are you just banging that older person because that's the only person that will have sex with you? Or when you're old, do you find old people sexually attractive?
I think about this a lot.
So do I.
Can I give you my perspective as an older guy?
Yeah.
When I see women, and I mean older than you guys. Not older guy like an old guy, but an older guy than you guys. When I see women my age, I am repulsed.
Oh, man.
They look old out. So I am attracted to a younger woman.
Like, so when you see a 49-year-old woman, you're like, ugh.
I can't tell you the last time I saw a woman over 50 where the biggest compliment you make is, wow, you don't look your age.
Do women feel the same way about men that age?
Probably. We're gross, too.
No, we get distinguished. We get better.
Yeah, they love the salt and pepper look.
They love the daddy figure.
Like, my girlfriend's in her late 30s, and she looks like she's in her late 20s.
Right.
She's stretching the upper end of my demo.
By the way, I was just trying to say you were 49.
Thank you. I'm a 47, but...
I know. Hey, 48 coming up here soon.
But very soon. But women my age, they look old. When I look at Facebook pictures of the people I grew up with and went to high school with, they look old.
That's what happens, though. Whenever people tell us, oh, hey, you look older than you did 10 years ago, you always say, well, what is supposed to happen? We're supposed to get older.
Right.
You know what? I think older women are much more appealing than younger women.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Oh. Like, how old?
You know, I kind of agree with Kevin because I look at a woman that's probably, you know, my age or in her late 30s, and I'm much more attracted to a girl that age than I would be a girl who's 21, 22.
21, 22, first of all, they don't have that much experience.
Correct.
They don't know what they're doing.
Right.
They're insecure.
Yes.
It's a hassle.
Different references.
Games.
Yeah. No games.
Yeah.
You're right. I would
older
bang
woman
a 50
get down
year old. Right. I'm talking my sweet spot is like 29 to 38.
35 and better.
That's like the sweet spot, you know? But like, but anything older or younger skewing that, you're right. Younger girls, while they may look good, it's like, what's too much drama. What do you really have?
They want to go out all the time.
Ugh, going out.
Let's take the drama aside and just based on looks alone, would you rather hook up with a 24-year-old girl or a 36-year-old woman?
36.
I don't believe you.
No, it's true. 36. They're more comfortable with themselves. They're more. Mm-hmm. They've grown into their own.
They
if
can
you will.
Teach you some.
Yeah, I want to be taught.
Me too.
Drew Garabo live. With whom am I speaking?
I know nothing.
This is Kevin.
Hi.
Hey. Hello.
Hi. Oh,
boy. Yeah, what's going on? I'm 59.
Cool.
Got a 49-year-old girlfriend. So
okay.
I can put a little perspective on that.
Please.
I will.
Go ahead.
Hey, this is Kevin.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I was looking for Kevin. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk to you. I was looking for Kevin.
Sorry, Drew. Hey, well, let's find Kevin. This is Kevin. What's going on?
No, I'm sorry. I can't talk to you, dude. I'm waiting to talk to Kevin. Hold on 1 second. All right, let me find Kevin. Okay. Is this Kevin?
You ready? This is Kevin.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? How you doing, man?
What's going on? I'm a 59-year-old guy.
How old's your girlfriend?
She'll be 49.
Okay. But give me some perspective. I bet you got some unique perspective that you can shine on us. Was it Scott?
Well, I don't know. I think back to what my dad looked like at 59 versus what I look like at 59, and it's not the same. And I hang around people probably your age, 45 to probably 43 to 48.
Uh-huh.
So it's just different. And the women we hang out with, friends and stuff, they're all good looking gals. You know what I mean?
Uh-uh.
So. It's all in the eye of the beholder, I guess.
Hmm.
And getting older doesn't mean just like you guys were talking about earlier, is that no kids in the house. Now we go boating. You know, you do things that you couldn't do before when you had a family.
We're talking sex here. We're talking about sex.
You can't go boating with the family?
What?
Thank you. 727-579-1025.
It's a hell of a perspective.
That's for sure.
Oh, man. Those on-screen calls will get you every time.
By the way, Bianca, who is super hot, said she would out Drew on the radio. That hurts. I'll be 49 next week. You're beautiful. You're beautiful at 49. You were probably beautiful at 39. You are the exception rather than the rule.
But 50, it's over for you. You can't. Done. You're disgusted by all women who are that age.
You got a good year left. Hello, Russ. How are you? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hello, Drew. I'm 56, and my ex-wife is absolutely beautiful, and I can't seem to look at another woman that's not as beautiful as she is. And I'm going back to what John said about do you just have sex with somebody your own age or not, and I just can't seem to find somebody that I'm interested in because my standards are so high with my ex.
Yeah.
And everything looks fine, except for when I'm on chemotherapy, nothing looks.
I'm totally in agreement with everything you just said. 727-579-1025. What's up, Chris?
So I've been on this new adventure. I'm 35, and I'm trying the whole interwebs dating thing, you know? Like, you kind of get the little profile, and you flip through the pictures of other people your age. And it has dawned on me as I go through this, I'm looking at like 36, 37, and I'm looking at these women. I'm like, my God, if I passed them in public, I'd think they were 60. And then it occurred to me that younger people probably look at me and think the exact same thing.
Here's what you do.
It's crazy.
It is crazy, Chris. And here's what you have to do. You have to pretend like they're not looking at you that way, because they're looking at me that way too, and I know it, but I convince myself that I'm the exception rather than the rule. When I'm looking in the mirror, which I try not to do as much as possible, but when I am and I see the few flecks of gray on the top of my hair and the many specks of gray in my beard, I think it makes me look distinguished. Well, to someone who's 25, it makes me look old.
Yeah. Now I have a question though. As you do these like match and Zeus and all that, what do you think the statistical, like when they put 37 and I'm like, oh my gosh, they look way old to me. Do you think that they really are that age and I'm just old and I don't realize
it? No, they're lying about their age. No, they are. Everyone on there who says they're 37 is at least 45.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank
you'll be okay, dude. 727-579-1025. You think this is real online one?
I sure hope so.
Is this Kitty?
Yes, it is.
How old are you, Kitty?
I'm 69. We'll be 70 in November.
God bless you. are you still having the sex?
Oh, absolutely. My husband is 52.
52?
So I must be doing something right.
Robbing the cradle.
Guess you are, young lady.
We've been together 25 years.
25 years. And what's the frequency with which you're getting the hot beef injection?
A couple of times a week, maybe three.
Wow. That's. Is there any foreplay that goes on, or is it just like?
Oh, absolutely. My husband's the master.
The master.
Absolutely.
What makes him so good? What makes him the master?
Well, kind of hard to say on the radio, but
does it rhyme? Does it,
me
does
from it, one end to the other?
Does it rhyme with? Oh, does it rhyme with?
Absolutely.
Wait, one end to the other.
That's what she said.
Sir. I didn't get it.
So, yep. When you say one end, one end to the other, are we all on the?
Maybe you ask her. Is anything off limits?
Well, there are parts of the lady that aren't that. Well, you know what I mean.
No,
just looking out my back door.
70. Are you somebody's grandma?
Oh, I've got three great grandchildren, and I have five grandchildren.
Those poor kids.
When your grandchildren come to stay with you, and I'm sure they do. Do you still bang? You got to keep the noise down. Does he make you eat the pillow?
No, he doesn't make me eat the pillow. We're just a little quiet. We wait till everybody's in bed, and we take care of each other.
So
hot.
You
That's
guys,
good.
You guys mixing any pornographic movies?
No, we don't need them.
Does he smack like? And I'm sorry if this is intrusive, but when he's hitting it from the rear, does he smack your ass with
No, 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 no. That's the one thing we do not do.
No, I don't mean
healthy.
No, no, from. I think I may have been misunderstood here. From the rear, not in.
Oh, okay.
But
okay, there you go.
Like the dogs, like the doggies do. Yeah. When he is taking you in that position, does he smack your ass?
No.
What are the health concerns?
He just takes care of business. That's what I want to know.
Does he ever talk dirty to you?
Oh, of course.
Does he ever put his hand on your throat?
No.
Good.
Oh, absolutely not. That wouldn't be nice.
Does he call you any names?
No.
Oh. You call him any names? Like
just nice names. Oh, no, you know, okay. Like lover and sweetie and that kind of thing.
Sugar teas.
Does he give you?
Anything nice to make it go as well as possible.
Sure. Does he give you gentle kisses on the back of your neck?
Absolutely.
Yes, he does.
You slob that knob like corn on the cob.
Oh man. Oh, absolutely.
Oh man.
See, but that's the perfect example of my question. So this guy's 52 years old. I imagine he's a somewhat handsome man. Does a 70-year-old, I'm sorry to say this, old woman look good to him? Like an elderly woman?
Yeah, I think so.
You age together.
Yeah, like I was just kidding when I said that about a 49-year-old woman, because like
no, you weren't. You're getting a backlash
I
now.
Am, actually, I'm trying to do some damage control. And my girlfriend wanted to know if I'd be trading her in now that she's hitting the upper end of the demo, and I'd certainly not be doing that. But like, it's a reminder of how old we are. And so I've never dated anyone my own age. I don't think I hooked up with women a little older, but I never really had a relationship with someone my own age or older, because I think it just reminds you of how old you're getting.
Hmm. I can see that.
Yeah.
John, you're too young to be thinking about this.
No, well, it's just intriguing to me, because even if I'm old, like say I'm 75, I still am looking at an old lady that I'm trying to, you know, get aroused for and have sex with.
But you're older too, and you've grown with her.
And let me ask you a question, John. Let's say you stay on the track of ordering, you know, Papa John's pizzas and pizza cookies and soda at 10 o'clock at night. What is she looking at?
I'll be dead most likely, but I'm not saying anything great about myself. I just wonder, at a time when it's already probably harder to get aroused, how you get excited looking at an elderly person.
Maybe true love turns you on.
That's exactly it. Because there are times, and I don't know if you guys experience this as well, there's probably a term for it, like emotional sexual arousal. But there are times when like we're expressing emotion to each other and I get physically turned on.
And also, as you get older, your options are fewer.
That is also quite true, actually. All right, let's take a moment for us. You can keep these people on. If they're old people still banging, we'll by all means talk to them, especially Kitty.